He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey. Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
We're doing great, man. Great to have you with us. It is Father's Day weekend this weekend. I know you got kiddos. What's the plan for Joe Nichols this weekend?
Man, I'm going out to the West Coast for a couple of shows starting tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. I'll be traveling, I think, on Saturday and Sunday. So, not much. Yeah.
Is that part of the Hank Williams Jr. Tour?
No, we're breaking off from that for a couple of weekends. We'll rejoin that, I believe, up in the Northeast in like New Hampshire and Maine. But I'm going out west, out to Oregon. And California for a couple of shows this weekend.
Man, I told you, Roger, we start our summer adventure where we try to find some fun things to do both inside the state and out of the state. We're going to the NASCAR race in Atlanta in a few weeks. And one of the things we wanted to come see your concert, we talked about this last week, is that, man, you were extreme part of our, from here at least, our country. You're West Coast, Oregon, and it seemed like California. Yeah. Wasn't any place close for a while.
Yeah, I think we covered Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, Oregon, Idaho in there somewhere.
Yeah,
Alabama. So we've had a full schedule. Of course, every year is kind of like this. We're in June, July, and August are just like I don't know which way's up most of the time, and then a little bit, and hopefully by December we're just taking it easy, enjoying some Razorback basketball. So that's the ideal year.
You
bet. Kind of one of those, business as usual.
Speaking of sports and Razorbacks, no Razorbacks in the College World Series. You do have Oklahoma still in the mix. Texas was eliminated yesterday, and you got Georgia. Who would have thought that Oklahoma is going to have a chance to win a national championship at baseball? And I don't think anybody really saw that coming, when the way they got in this thing,
Man, it's stuff like that that makes you, even when we're Razorbacks, don't have like a number one seed
hosting,
stuff like that makes you hopeful that, we have teams every now and then have that kind of capability to make a run. Ole Miss, a few years ago, we always go back to that too. So I'm glad that there are teams like that, situations like that, that can prove everybody. Everybody has a shot when you get in the postseason.
That's right. Yeah, Ole Miss is a great example, but Oklahoma would be as well. Of course, Georgia still could make a run. They play Oklahoma, and they had to beat them twice, but that could happen. Also, speaking of baseball, you see Norm DeBrown. We've been talking about this last couple of days, being very, very aggressive in the transfer portal. Got a, I guess, freshman.
Dave Van Horn.
What did I say?
You said Norm DeBrion.
I'm sorry. Wow. Wow. I went back. Boy. It shows you how old I am. Joe, that's CTE. That's CTE right there. Dave Van Horn has been very aggressive in the transfer portal. I bet you DeBrion wish he could have gone to the transfer portal. We got a kid out of, I think, Kansas State who was a freshman All-American and another picture.
But Central Michigan yesterday,
too. Central Michigan as well. But you know what? When I see this thing, guys, I just don't. We don't know. We don't know if he's got, you can say all you want to, and we've done this before. They don't. Some of them turn out, some of them don't. So I just sort of measure my excitement. Just say, I hope they turn out. Hope they turn out good.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a list, and I don't know how accurate this is, but according to one of the more trusted sites, we had either 6 or 7 in the top 100 transfer portal overall players. That's pretty impressive. I think that was more than just about everybody else. So. Hopefully, a couple of those, you would think a couple of those were hit,
Yeah, you
I
hope, yeah.
Think, they're going for it.
Yeah, he's been definitely being aggressive. Of course, then you've heard, we've had this conversation for the last month and a half about Callen, the big man. Well, he's gone to Russia. Joe, he's gone to Russia to sign somebody, so that kid's supposed to be
Ilya Frolov.
I like it.
Yeah, what do you think about him?
I like it. Ilya. Yeah, hey, there's a dude from Russia named Ilya. It's going to be interesting. I know another Ilya in Nashville. It's a great session player, one of the nicest guys ever. Those guys, tend to be good thinkers. I don't know if it has anything to do with their name or where they're from. I hope this guy's a really great player. It looks like he is. I mean, it looks like one of those leagues that is kind of comparable to the NBA G League over there, the Russian or the Euro version of the G League. It looks like he's a really good player and that high rebounder.
He was playing with Real Madrid, wasn't he? I believe.
Yeah.
I think it was the under-22 team, but I mean, he's playing with a professional team. So.
Right. That's pretty good, man. And got good size. I'm going to say 6'11 or 7 foot. Pretty good. Pretty good size. Good. I tell you, the best stat that I saw on this guy was an 86% free throw shooter, 84%, something like that. That's really, really, really good as a big guy. The big question always is, how does he stack up against SEC big?
Right.
You know, those guys are big and strong and fast, and but if you can shoot free throws at a high clip and rebound, which this guy apparently does, then points are going to come, opportunities are going to come. Hopefully, we've got a good one. Hopefully, we get him. I should say,
Roger. When I think of that, we're bringing over a Russian basketball player. I'm thinking he's on the court and he walks up to his competitor and he goes, "I will break you.
I must break you."
Like a
Drago.
Are you a golfer at all? I know we got the U.S. Open this weekend, and Scottie Scheffler's trying to get the wraparound Grand Slam, if you will. Do you play much golf at all? Are you a big golf fan?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. I don't play near as much. I tour quite often, as we talked about earlier. So I'm kind of in constant tour mode in the middle of the year when the months are good for golfing.
Right.
So I have a limited time throughout the day. I have to either work out or sleep or do some other activities. So golf would be in the category of fast. Every now and then, if there's a golf tournament or something somebody wants me to play in, cool. But I just got to be better with my time
what I mean? I completely understand, for sure. I do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock, Chad and Stephanie Powers. And if you got any kind of big truck problems, they can get it handled. Dependable repairs, massive inventory of heavy-duty parts. Tell them you heard about them on Morning Mayhem on the Buzz. They'll keep your trucks rolling.
No doubt.
One of the other things, Roger, they've been doing this thing in the Democrat Gazette, Joe, and we're visiting with Joe Nichols if you just tuned in. 54-250, and it's just 50 iconic figures of in the state of Arkansas. And music has been a part, the state of Arkansas. We always talk about Johnny Cash and Glenn Campbell, but we don't always talk about Al Green. I wanted to hear what
Charlie
Joe Nichols.
Rich.
What do you think about Al Green?
That's awesome. I didn't know he was from Arkansas.
What? Oh, yeah. Forest City.
Yeah.
Forest City.
I did not.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
That's good. I think he's a huge influence. It's Levon Helm on that list.
Levon Helm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
That list is. Things legit then. All right. Okay. Well, those are two massive influences, in my opinion, in music.
Question.
I did not know about the Al Green, but Levon, man, was the man. Absolutely the man.
Yeah, we were talking. I don't know if you've seen the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg, but Levon Helm started acting, and he's got a great 5-minute scene in there. One of my favorite scenes.
Still got the shovel.
Yeah. What'd you say, Joe? Say it again. What'd you say?
Still got the shovel.
Still got the shovel.
That's the line. Okay. Tell him. I fell asleep during it, Joe.
Where did he bury him? What was the name of the place he buried him? Terralingua?
Terralingua.
Terralingua.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Terralingua.
That was the story, wasn't it, in the movie that the guys took out the guys that took out the guys? And they know where the bodies are buried. And he said, "I still got the shovel."
it was a great line. It is. Speaking of dads, I was going to ask you, so if you had to name one TV dad that back in the day when you were growing up watching TV, was there a TV dad that stood out to you? Of course, Roger and I, we're older than you. We would go like Andy Taylor on the Andy Griffith Show. Is there a TV dad that Joe Nichols that comes to mind for you?
Asked me that question 15, 20 years ago, I said Bill Cosby.
Oh, I know. No, there's no question.
Golly.
Yeah, he was America's TV dad. I mean, he really was. I mean,
yeah.
I saw a list here. You got, Roger, some people put Al Bundy on.
Fantastic dad.
Mike Brady Bunch turned out to be gay.
Yeah, he was an uncle, but also a dad. I'll go to Uncle Phil. From Fresh Prince?
Yeah, we'll go back. We'll go back.
What about Alan Thicke? Alan Thicke from Growing Pains?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Another one from that.
How about Ben Cartwright?
Here's one for the kids of the 80s.
Okay.
What was the dad's name on Alf? You might know that guy.
He was a little goofy. I didn't watch Alf.
I can see him in my mind's eye. Does he wear glasses? I think I've seen him. Was he a nerdy?
Older guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I never watched Alf.
Philip Banks was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Christian, if that's what you were talking about. Someone says Stephen Keaton.
I thought you were talking about Drummond, which you're talking about Willis' show.
Is
that not dad or is that uncle? I feel.
No. What was Mr. Drummond? Yeah, what was that? That was not
Drummond, yeah.
What was the name of that show?
What's Happening?
Okay.
No. The one with Gary Coleman. What was that?
One of my favorites for us in our age, Joe, was Mr. Cunningham on Happy Days. Yep. He was good. Of course, you had Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
Archie Bunker, All in the Family. Ward Cleaver, Leave It to Beaver. Yeah. These are all old ones.
George Jefferson.
That's right.
What was his name?
Hey, Sanford and Son. Sanford, man.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. He was. Yeah. He was the dad to Lamont.
Lucas McCain.
Yeah.
And The Rifleman.
Back
in those days, it was all just men raising, because something happened to the wives. They all got killed.
So
there's no wife around. Ben Cartwright, Andy Griffith.
Oh, that's right.
Lucas McCain.
That's a good point.
Family affair? You had Uncle what's his name? Another one with Mr. French.
Joe,
what the hell was going on there?
We were telling you last week that this sort of begins our summer of adventure, and one of the things we're doing, we're going to 5 restaurants in Arkansas that are over 100 years old. So a combined 500 years of serving Arkansas food, and then we're going to go, I think we told you, we're going down the Atlanta Motor Speedway, which is now called the Echo Park Speedway for the Quaker State 400. We're doing that. And then we talked about today, and I was going to see if you've done this, floating the buffalo. I've been here 40 years. You know, I came up to play for the Hogs back in the early 80s. I've never floated a stream or anything in a canoe here in Arkansas. What about Joe Nichols? Have you done that, Joe?
Yes, absolutely, man. Beautiful state to do that in. Beautiful streams up there. Many times on the White River.
Yep.
I may or may not have cast out a fishing pole and caught several hundred trout out of the streams up there.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, look at you. Of course you've been on there. But Roger's done it. I just have never done it, and I just never take the time to do it. It's sort of like,
you don't have time. You can't do it. There's no Wi-Fi.
But they're also telling us too. We've got the head of the state parks that was listening to our show, and he said he's going to hook us up.
That's going
to
be
they
great.
They said
you want to go, Joe?
They said the buffalo right now, if you go at the wrong time, there's no water in it. Unless it's raining. Yeah.
Well, somebody's making fun of us.
That would be my luck. I'd go up there and get a canoe out. There's no water in
the creek. So then we start looking for arrowheads.
we got to take advantage of our beautiful state.
Yes.
And funny, when we're going to those 5 restaurants, Joe, they're all in different parts of the state. One is in Marianna, far east part of the state. One's in Blytheville, far northeast. One's in Mena, far west. One's in South Camden, and one in Hot Springs in the middle. Boom. How about that? Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Right. How about that? Isn't that great? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Of course, you know, we'll be down at the SEC Media Days. We've got that coming up in Tampa, which is a sort of an odd place to be. Yeah. You know, all the magazines are out, Joe, and you know where we're ranked in the SEC. We're ranked 16th.
It's enough to say we rank.
Joe, I can read through as Athlon or something, and I read through 25 or 30 different pages of these are the best. We're going to list 1 through 10 of the best combo running backs, the best combo offensive line, the best team. And we don't show up anywhere on any list. There's only one player mentioned in that whole magazine in regard to outside the one page that's, you know, about the Arkansas Razorbacks, and it's Quincy Rhodes. Because, you know, he's second team all SEC, so there's zero expectations for the Razorbacks, and maybe that's a good thing for, Ryan Silverfield.
A lot of fans have had that for years.
What's odd is I believe I saw the Vegas over/under on wins is like 6, isn't it?
Not at Oakland.
Hey, listen, I'll take that bet from you.
It was 4.5, right, Christian? I think it's
4.5.
So I don't know where you're looking, Joe, but somebody very
What did Joe say it was?
A few weeks.
Joe said 6.5.
Oh, you take the under. Pound the under.
Hey, you know, like you said, though, I'm used to this.
Yeah.
You know, every year we get, even our good years. I remember in 1998, way on back, I remember we weren't supposed to be very good that year, according to everybody except Phil Steele. Phil Steele said we had a really good offensive line, a good quarterback, obviously, and some experienced guys. And so Phil Steele was the outlier. Everybody else, same thing. Every list was junk. We weren't listed anywhere, and that team was capable of a national championship. So you never know. I'm not saying we are capable of a national championship, but we might be capable of winning some games. We just
hope so.
We don't know.
Joe,
we got new things everywhere.
On this article that Baz is reading, the 52-50, maybe that's where I read the article about Frank Broyles in one of them, and it had, I want to say, Chuck Dykus, who had made the comment. And to show you how old I am without telling you how old I am, I remember to what Chuck Dykus was talking about. It was back in the days when I was growing up. I was born in 63, so all up through the 80s, going through high school and my college age years that I did not attend, there was not a game, not a game. We always worried about Texas, but there was not a game that I thought that the Razorbacks could not win back in the day. Not a one.
I always felt we were competitive.
Even at the bowl game, and there wasn't but a half a dozen bowls, and the Razorbacks went to most of them, at least in my mind's eye. I mean, and I'm a major in revisionist history, but we have not had that in a long, long time when it comes to the Razorbacks. We just used to think that we could win. We were there, and now, you know, the biggest conversation that we have now is, who do we hate more, Texas or Alabama? That's all we got.
Well, I think years of bad luck and bad decision-making will do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I will say this as we let you go, that whoever's managing your social media account on Instagram, give them a raise or a pat on the back, man. I tell you, you're in my algorithm, and what's interesting, it's different things. I've seen some video of you singing with Hank Jr. on stage on your recent concerts, and then it's got those, and some of my favorite, I think Roger would probably agree, Joe, and I'd love to see Justin Moore do more of this, is you on your bus or you with some guys just playing. Yeah. On the bus somewhere, playing a cover song. I'm just telling you, that stuff's gold. So whoever's doing that, I don't know if you're directing them, but I think it's really good content.
I appreciate it, man. I think the purpose of that is to show people that, you know, we can play music without gadgets and without, you know, a lot of technical help. Sadly, I think a lot of artists on stage, a lot of guys are singing to track vocals. Yep. A lot of them are tuned crazy. There's just a lot of stuff that's disappointing to me as an artist. As a singer, I look at other artists doing that. I'm like, man, you're cheating. You guys are cheating. You're not doing this right. Nobody would, you know, nobody needs to do this. If you're good, you're good.
Yeah.
And so doing that stuff like on the bus, says, hey, I'm just for the record, I'm not using the tools those people are using. They might sound incredible in their big production show, but man, in an acoustic setting, I would say a percentage of people that can pull off great vocals or whatever and actual in-the-moment talent is probably maybe 30%.
Yeah.
30% of them can actually do that.
Which is sad to me.
It makes me mad. I don't know if y'all can tell, but my temper gets a little hot when I talk about it.
Yes.
Well, you do well. Yeah. With the stuff that you cover, because you do everything that we see, and it is acoustic. Or, I mean, if you're on stage with somebody, that's one thing. Or singing some of the old. You go back. I mean, your country and Western. To me,
Roger loves your country western
sound.
Well,
you just do. I mean, no, it's just there. I mean, it's a no-brainer. That's why you have five number ones and a couple of Grammys because of those two. But you embrace that. You embrace that part of it. So when you sing some of those, that's where I go back. And we do see a ton of you in doing that impromptu thing.
Good stuff.
I see. What is it? Zach Topp? What's his name?
Yeah. The guy. Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah. He's everywhere.
Joe does the covers.
I
wish Justin Moore would do more of those.
Yeah,
I sure do. And
that's one of the things about having Justin on here. Yeah, we try to
encourage. Because we get it from him. Yeah.
We try to encourage him to sing. Yeah. Yeah. Just to do spontaneous a cappella on here, just to get his sound, because people appreciate the voice, man, outside the concert, you know, settings. So.
No doubt, and it's real.
Yeah. Well, listen, buddy. Yeah, go ahead.
Not to pile on our soapbox moment here, but you know what's really becoming like, to me, becoming like a fatigue part is the when everybody will tell me, hey, man, you got to hear this new guy. He's super country. He's really good. Or this new girl, she's super country, really good. And you finally get to the music and you open it and it's like, it's the exact same thing as the other guy. Everybody says,
everybody sounds the same.
Traditional country thing, and then it sounds exactly the same as the last guy that claimed that they were traditional, and on and on and on, man. I'm so tired of that.
Yeah.
If you listen, I clicked over a couple times to some local country stations, and it's a pop. It's a pop sound.
Well, that's like for country. Somebody.
Somebody likes it. Likes it. But
I'm Willie's Roadhouse. I'm sure I'll hear that. That's right.
Yeah. Joe, listen, have a great tour out on the West Coast, Oregon, wherever you're going to go. If you can't talk with us next week, we understand. If we can get you, if that's kind of, I know the hours will be a little bit different, so we'll try. And if not, we'll get you the following week.
A
great Father's Day. I know you're a great dad. No doubt about that.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Always good to talk to you. I should be available next week either way, but always available to talk about the Hogs. Most of the time, I should say.
All right. Thanks, well, go Hogs. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you.
Thank you, fellas. Go Hogs.
Go Hogs.